With the coming of a new year, the things of the past have become obsolete. As we step out of the old and into the new, we do so with new hopes that everything will go well for us this year. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. This is the first initial show of the year and the first live one that we've done in some time. I was feeling pretty good on New Year's Day, so I made a phone call to my brother just to talk with him for a few minutes. This is the first of a 3-part interview, so we hope that you will enjoy the show. It's a couple of rings right now.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, man. How's it going?
Right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. No echo or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I got you. I'm recording you on my podcast today. Just calling everybody to see how they're doing today on New Year's Day. And what they think about the coming year. What did you think about last year as last year's passed and then you came into this year? What are your thoughts for this year for yourself?
For this year for myself?
Yeah.
I think this year will probably be more of a spiritual awakening for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That's my feeling, the whole thing, because last year, even though it went fast, it was a learning experience in a lot of areas of my life. I'm not sure about everybody else's, but this year I feel like it's more of a spiritual awakening for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some of the things that you hope to get accomplished? I mean, the year is brand new, and we always make them first days or resolutions or whatever, but what are some of the things that you hope that you will be able to get accomplished this year and for that for yourself and for your family?
Well, I think one of the things I'm working on is getting more of a family connection within my family and also with just the family members.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things, because we're important to one another. Another thing that I hope to accomplish is more health-wise. Because without any help, there would be no wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So your health is your wealth. And I think that if we take what God has given us more seriously, then we'll be better takers of other things that He did give us. And I think that starts with our health,
right,
aspect of ourselves.
I noticed that some of the things that you posted on the family page early this morning, first thing this morning, I read it New Year. About us being, you know, distant, that we've been broke apart. What are your thoughts at right now? Where are your thoughts at?
I think that a lot of us have drifted, you know, from a basic principle that was started by our grandmother, Brandon Allen,
mm-hmm.
who worked tirelessly, you know, to raise 7 kids of our own home, and also to keep us a tight family unit. I think we're losing that because of one thing or another, and I think the basic foundation of that. It's greed,
mm-hmm.
and also ingratitude. I think that being ungrateful for what more people have stepped upon us, I think that that we've gotten away from that way too much.
Yeah,
and that's what I was kind of feeling in my spirit this last night.
Mm-hmm.
As we were getting ready to hit the new decade, I stated in that post that we lost a few people since the year 2000.
Yeah.
But we also gained a whole lot of people in that 2000, and we're the ones that showed them the light and the way, you know, to have it so they can have a better life and maybe than we even had.
Yeah, because
we forgot that we're the leaders of the family now.
That's right. We are the what they want to call the matriarchs or the patriarchs of the family. And I can tell you, with every person that we lost from 2000 to 2010. We've probably gained about 3 more family members each year from that. So yeah, you're right. We the elders of the family now. We're the ones that's supposed to be setting the standard and keeping the traditions going that we once had. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. One love, 5 Minutes.